What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, there are no basketball gods. Your thoughts on Dallas getting the number one pick?
It's just the worst. I mean... I guess it's quote unquote good content, but it's bad for the Grizzlies, but it's also just bad for basketball to me. Like, I mean, we need good players going east to create a little bit more balance. The Mavericks sort of, made their own mess. They should have to clean it up without extra help that they didn't really need, jumping up 10 spots in the lottery. And so, why couldn't we get this dude going to Washington or Charlotte or something like that, like we talked about? I think that would have been better overall. It would have been better overall, I think, for the league.
Yeah, to me, I mean, I hate it because Dallas was rewarded for their bumbling or their heinous trade, in which they betrayed their fan base. But then also, I really think that, the Utahs, even the Wizards, Certainly the Pelicans, the Charlottes, like they need good players. I mean, they really needed it. I'm as frustrated for them as I actually am that Dallas got him. So it does call into question if you were the Czar. Now you'd probably need some time to think about it. But what do you think of the lottery? And should it be reevaluated?
I think the first thing, your starting point has to be that any system you come up with is going to have its flaws, its loopholes, its unintended consequences, its whatever. I've had a pet idea for a long time for the lottery, but it actually in some ways goes the other way from this. It may not have changed like this particular outcome, but, and my friend Keith Parrish has an interesting sort of idea that he thinks you should get like draft points or lottery points whenever you beat a team with a better record than you, and that should determine the order of the draft, which is kind of an interesting idea. I'm sure if you examined it, you would find problems with that. Like one of the ideas that's been out there for a long time that Mike Zarin from the Celtics had was the idea of the wheel, where like you predetermine the draft order for the next 30 years, and you lock it in place, and everyone gets each pick 1 through 30 exactly once, right? But the problem with that is that if it's all predetermined, what if the Memphis Grizzlies are set to have the number one pick in 1 year and the Lakers in the very next year, and then, if you're Cooper Flagg or Victor Wembanyama, you decide, well, I'll wait a year to come out, And so, there's always issues. My idea has always been a 22-team, and I guess a 24 if you expand to 32 teams, but a flat lottery that involves everyone who does not make the second round of the playoffs, with exactly equal odds for all, whatever teams, with the idea that there would be zero tanking incentive to that point. You can create a scenario, and we just saw it, where a team might choose to miss the playoffs to get a certain, chance to get the number one overall pick, which is what just happened with Dallas. No one's going to choose to lose a playoff series. And so if you took every team that didn't make it past the first round of the playoffs and gave them sort of even odds, there would be no taking incentive whatsoever. But that doesn't, that sort of goes the other way, right? That doesn't ensure that the worst teams get the best players. You want the worst teams to get the best players, but if you just do it that way, that really incentivizes the tanking and the artificial stuff. And so teams are making themselves bad for that purpose instead of just being bad, you know? So I don't know what the right answer is.
Well, it seems that one of the problems is that the current system, it creates odds whereby lesser teams that don't need the players, can have greater access to them, this flatter lottery. But it doesn't seem to have disincentivized tanking. Like, that's the other problem. It as a disincentive right. to tanking, it doesn't work. So if we're going to have incentivized tanking anyway, shouldn't those teams, what do they have, a 14% chance? Shouldn't they, in the end, have at least a 28% chance? Like, maybe I don't like the flat lottery odds. Maybe I want the Wizards to have a greater chance than 14% to win the damn lottery. So I don't know. My son Peter's objection is, he really objects to teams that are bad for 1 year by fluke or even intent that parachute in and get the, like, what's really demoralizing if you're Washington or Charlotte or one of these right. teams, it's not just that you're bad this year and you didn't get a reward this year. It's that it seems perpetual, you know? And so, whereas you've got these examples of the Spurs popping in for 1 year and getting, plucking off Tim Duncan.
There are various tweaks people have proposed, where one of which would be, like, you know, the pre-lottery order is determined not just by individual season, but like maybe over multiple seasons, like what's your record been cumulatively over the past 2 or 3 years might determine the order pre-lottery, which would partly address, you know, Peter's complaint. Another thing people have brought up is, like, you know, if you win the lottery, or you know, maybe you're not allowed to win the lottery again for a certain number of years, or if you move up a certain amount, you're not allowed to move up again for a certain number of years, that kind of thing, to prevent, like, because we're talking about Dallas, but San Antonio, like, they just got Wimby, and now he just moved up to second again, moved up 6 spots, you know? Like, isn't getting Wimby enough? Can you now, like, just do it on your own now?
Yeah, the NHL has a cap like that. You can only move so far within a given lottery. So even if you win, if you start at 14, you can only be like 4, I think, or something. And then they also have a cap at how many times you can win. But anyway, okay. It was what it was. It's a little frustrating. It's highly frustrating on all kinds of reasons. Do you think there is an argument for Dallas? You know, we talked about that any team that gets Cooper Flagg should and will keep Cooper Flagg. And I still believe that to be true. In the case of Dallas, though, because they do have two ancient players who are the heart and soul of this team, and because Nico seems to want to win now, is there any kind of argument that they should deal him and that they should suddenly get in the Giannis market?
I think the stronger argument for them goes the other way. You get to, like, what do they want, right? They seem to want to win now. And so is there a chance that they would trade Cooper Flagg? I guess. Is there an argument that they should? No. To me, the argument goes the other way. It's trade Anthony Davis for whatever you can get, and you have Cooper Flagg and Derek Lively, and start, like, building from scratch that way. Like, that may require a new GM, like, which maybe they should do anyway. Like, that's what they should do organizationally. Right. They should take this as a gift and say, okay, we're starting over with Cooper Flagg. That's what they should do. Will they do that? I don't know. I think my reaction from a lottery impacting trade market front was much more San Antonio and, to a lesser degree, Philadelphia than Dallas. And I said, I had been a little skeptical yesterday of the idea of San Antonio going after Giannis, and I still am. But San Antonio jumping up 6 spots to 2, to me, opens that door even a little bit more. Because now you have a centerpiece for a trade like that that you can do that, like, just doesn't touch anything you already have, you know?
It is a centerpiece for a trade like that. And not only does it not touch anything you have, the presumed number 2 pick, who is most
not even necessarily a great fit, right?
Yeah, you've already got Castle and De'Aaron Fox, and he's an on-ball, you know, guard, and so seems totally extraneous, doesn't really add anything to your team particularly. And you can maybe use him as the centerpiece to get Giannis. I don't know what else would have to be tossed in.
I think the short-term impact on the West was actually more San Antonio jumping up to 2 than Dallas jumping up to 1.
Because Dallas with Cooper Flagg won't be a some sort of, you know, he'll be a 19-year-old rookie. I presume he'll be good. He's probably going to be rookie of the year, but he's
Kyrie Irving is going to miss. Kyrie Irving's probably missing most, about all of next season with his injury. Anthony Davis is going to miss a lot of games. He's going to be another year older. He's still good, but, like, he's not getting better. You know, I mean, the corner has been turned on him. So I think your best case scenario with Dallas, which you could talk yourself into, is Cooper Flagg is awesome, like, as a rookie. He's not, like, all NBA, but he's, like, you know, as good as a rookie has been lately kind of thing. Like, he is ready to go. And Davis has a healthy season, and Kyrie gets back, like, in March and is good, and suddenly, like, you know, you're the seventh seed that no one wants to play. But, I mean, you could talk yourself into that scenario. But that's, like, a best-case scenario with Dallas. San Antonio, man, if they leverage, whether it's Giannis or something else, they leverage that pick into an instant impact guy to go with Wimby and Fox, like, they can jump up fast.
Philly, what do you think it does for Philly? Really the next two players after Cooper Flagg in the consensus are both guards, Dylan Harper and VJ Edgecombe. Do you think
Ace Bailey is more the consensus on the mock at three than Edgecombe? And I haven't really watched these guys, so I don't know. That could change. But the more mock consensus is Ace Bailey at three. He's more of a small forward. And there's a lot of people who think, like, you know, yeah, he could be Michael Porter Jr. It could be Cam Reddish. You know, I don't know about that. I don't know how good this draft is. Other than Cooper Flagg, who I've seen enough of to think is really good. I haven't spent time with the draft yet. It doesn't seem like the kind of thing where the third pick in this draft is you would have a strong sense that they're an instant impact guy no matter who you're taking. And Philly's in an interesting spot because, like, how much can he count on Embiid, you know? And so do they try to use this pick as a trade chip to try to add some veteran to go with Embiid and Maxi and try to take another shot with Embiid? Or do they see it as, like, we're building the next team. While we sort the Embiid stuff out, we're building the next team, and Maxie's young enough, and we got a good pick with Jared McCain. Now we can add a young player, you know, to McCain and Maxie, and just sort of build the next, you know, tier of talent, the next era. Daryl Morey is not really a build teams that way guy, though.
Right. So you clarified on Twitter, but just so people understand, we talked about this a little bit at the start of the show. Dallas winning the lottery, it does not mean the Grizzlies would have won had they lost that game to Dallas. Is that correct?
Right. Dallas was slotted 11th in the pre-lottery list. If Memphis had lost to Dallas in the play-in and been in the lottery, the Grizzlies would have been slotted 14th. And so when the drawing happens, the team that was 11 moved up to 1. The team that was 14 stayed at 14, which is what would have happened to the Grizzlies.
Now they are, in fact, they are conveying the 18th pick in the draft. That's what it turned out to be. The price to get rid of Marcus Smart is going to the Wizards. They will have the 18th pick. It is interesting. I looked at the history of 18th picks, and of course, really to get a true sense of it, you could look at anyone from 15 to 20 and see who, like, there's a lot of no names that have been picked at 18. I'll say that. So, but that's the pick that it is being conveyed. You don't think that anything happened in that lottery had any particular impact on how the Grizzlies will go through the offseason, right? I mean, it won't impact them one way or another. It'll impact them if Giannis shows up, but even then it won't necessarily impact their decision-making, right?
I don't think so. No, I mean, nothing jumps out.
Yeah. You have written a piece about what we have learned and what we are learning about the Grizzlies in the playoffs. We may get to most of that tomorrow. My homework assignment to the listeners will be to read it, and then we'll talk about most of it tomorrow because we do have the games last night and whatever we have to talk about as well. Just kind of devastating, the injury to Jason Tatum for a guy who has missed consecutive games only once in his career. To go down with a looks like an Achilles, that was tough.
Yeah, and even down 2-1, like they obviously still could have won that game. You know, last night they still could have won that series. They still could have defended their title. All that, even being down 2-1 in New York, all of that was still there potentially for them to do. And now, I mean, it's pretty clear. I mean, it's not a definite thing. It's not official, but it seems like that's not going to happen. You know, without Tatum. And so, like, that's a title team that's not defending its title. And then you go into next season, And we don't know if it's an Achilles, but it seems to be a serious injury, even if it's not. And it seems like the kind of thing that, again, seems likely to impact him into next season. And if it's a torn Achilles, it might impact him all of next season. And that's a team that was probably heading to a crossroads, if not next year, then the year after. And now that's sort of accelerated because, you know, if Tatum ends up missing a year, like Al Horford's not going to be there on the other side of it. And, you know, Porzingis is shaky and Jaylen Brown is good, but they're facing this enormous contract with him and you got to make a decision there. And, you know, Drew Holiday is into his 30s. Derek White is 30, but Drew Holiday is older than that. He's like 33, 34 or whatever. And so, you know, the Celtics could be a team that really gets shaken up over the next year or two now.
And yeah, and they I presume they have a colossal tax bill. And are you paying a colossal tax bill for a team that isn't going to win, you know? Because
right. No, that's the thing. And so, I mean, it's me put Jaylen Brown on the trade market, which a lot of people thought he might be on the trade market anyway. But, like, look at that contract. I mean, how are people going to be to trade for that, as good as he is, you know? You're not trading for Jokic. You're trading for, like, you know, an all-star who's going to be making, like, $60, $70 million at the end of the contract. Right. And so, like, that's an issue. And it's another player. You know, let's say Lillard doesn't play or can't be himself next season. We're being presumptuous, but it's not an unreasonable presumption based on what we saw. Like, that's one of the best players. That's arguably the best player in the East, you know, first or second, who might just not be in the East next year. If Giannis gets traded west, that's the top two players in the East who won't be there next year. You know, Damian Lillard is already, you know, maybe done for the year next year. I mean, Embiid, you know, the last guy in the East to win an MVP is, like, pretty much toast, you know? And so, like, and now you got Cooper Flagg headed west, and, like, you know, it just keeps getting worse in terms of the conference imbalance.
Yeah, and it looks like this Boston team, who knows? But it feels like they may, in the end, have one title by the time this iteration of the Boston
Celtics. Well, which, by the way, one is good.
One is great.
Hard.
I've been alive for 63 years. No one on my teams have ever won a title, and I've rooted right. for a few. So, yeah, one is good. It does feel like things are opening up for Oklahoma City, though, doesn't it? I mean, you know,
I mean, it's
injuries
up for,
everywhere.
It's opening up in all kinds of ways. We're looking at a Knicks-Pacers like conference finals. That's interesting. One of those teams is probably going to be in the NBA finals. Minnesota is going to be playing either OKC or Denver. If OKC beats Denver, we're looking at a Final Four potentially of OKC, Minnesota, Indiana, New York. Three of those teams have never won a title, and the last time the Knicks won a title was 1973. So that's kind of an interesting Final Four if it gets to that point.
And I was just calling the Pacers B+ or D good, whatever it was last year, last week I think it was. And now look at them. In the meantime, Minnesota did what we thought they'd do, beat the Warriors. It is interesting. Randall's been good. Thoughts on Minnesota? They haven't been good, but Randall's been good.
It's hard to get a read on Minnesota. Like, they're kind of, you know, they may end up getting to the conference finals with two losses, like a 5-1, 5-1. I think it was 5-1 against the 4-1 against the Lakers, so 4-1, 4-1. But, like, that Lakers team sort of got exposed a little bit in the playoffs in terms of the depth of talent. And this Warriors team is just a shell of itself without Curry. And so, like, as impressive as it is for Minnesota to, if let's assume they win game five at home in this series, as impressive as it would be to get to the conference finals with two losses, they haven't been super impressive doing it, really. So it's hard to get a read on them. We'll learn a lot more about them in the conference finals. But Anthony Edwards is, like, you know, is emerged as one of the top players in the league. And Randall's having a great series. They're having a great playoffs. It'll be interesting to see what happens with him now this summer because he's got a player option for $30 million, and it feels like this is like a contract playoffs, right? Like, he's going to now opt out of that. They're going to pay him some 3-year, you know, tear that up and sign a new 3-year deal for like $120 million or something. And then if that happens, like, what are they doing with their free agents in terms of Naz Reid and Nikhil Alexander Walker and other stuff? And so it could be an interesting summer for the Wolves, but I think they're focused on the spring right now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.